That's good.
And but I think that we all came to New York, like, for the American. I was in England at the time. We're doing home church, and then I had kind of dragged it into home church thing because it wasn't going very well. Sometimes I had to sleep outside in the yard. It was one thing because I had to be out. Things like that. But then it was a challenging time for me. And then after some time of prayer, and I was like, feel okay, I'm gonna, not mess up anymore, right? Put things together, and then I tried the strategy and what I was gonna do, you know, in my home church area in Manchester. I was in Manchester at that time, and but then came the everybody was going to New York for this mat thing, right? But then, you know, I couldn't wait to get back and start working my garden, right? My strategy there.
In my church.
Yeah. And then so we come to New York and we get matched, engaged. And then Father knows. All those European matched with Americans, hey, here, go on, let's see. Yeah, actually, it's kind of funny because all our Belgian family that was there in New York, we kind of had to choose some people to stay, some people to go back, because we're not a very huge, you know, amount of members, you know, and I still chose to stay here, so it's kind of fucked up. Anyway, I had this 21-day workshop first, and that was kind of interesting and fun. And then I was sent to Michigan, you know. But, yeah, I was also like, I don't know about you, but if you leave an area to another one, you have a climate change. And it's like your body, everything has to accommodate somehow to this new. So I was like, aching a little, my back was hurting, and like, I was not feeling well at all, you know. So I probably looked a little bit like not a happy person or something like that, you know. Sometimes I couldn't even wake up. But I the commander, Mr. Sellers, was quite an incredible brother. And he let me rest sometimes, you know. But then he dropped me off. The first area I was dropped off. I go knocking on doors. They hear my accent, right? They hear my accent, right? And I said, I'm from Belgium. Oh, I came from Belgium. Or my parents came from Belgium. So they were like, often like second generation, you know, from Belgium. He actually made sure I was dropped off in an area that were Belgian area. I was very moved by that. So, you know, so there's always something, you know, seems challenging, like, you know, I don't want to do this, I don't like this product, I don't want to sell this, then the next thing I do, I have to sell this product, you know, it's like, only something I don't want to do, but then it comes to you, you know, but I feel actually the love of God in there, somehow, for me, it's actually, because then I can, and I overcome my limitations, and things get better, you know, or, but it's often, but I noticed is that things, good things happen with other people. Yeah, I always notice that. You know, something somebody does, you know, a gesture, could be like that, simple thing like that, or some experience went on as a team, you know, and how somebody cares, you know, things like that. I feel like that really testifies to God's love for me, anyway, you know. And so I, you know, then I kind of totally fell in love with America completely, you know. Seeing the people that they were like so embracing, opening the door, being nice, you know, inviting you in, you know, things like that. And then it's like, I don't know. I just felt like I was meant to be here, you know. And then at first, they tried to send me back to Belgium, because that was not legal anymore. After 2 weeks, I had only like a 2 week visa. Yeah, so I was illegal for a while, and then I was caught basically in Michigan. Somebody else, I went to, we were funding like shop to shop, business to business. And then that was a negative person, and I didn't even know they called police on me, and police came, and then, and then, of course, I had no ID on me. I couldn't prove nothing. I didn't have passport, nothing on me. So I ended up in jail clothes, put in jail. Oh my God, basically Michigan. Anyway, it was kind of interesting. I was in a cell with two other girls. They were there for, like, writing bed checks, you know, things like that. You know, and the thing is, when I was there, I mean, I was not that upset, you know, because we learned through our lives that this is all part of our life, right? It's like, you know, I'm paying indemnity, you know, I'm going to be or whatever, you know. But, I mean, I'm just fundraising from the church, and here I am in jail, and all these jail people, they were like, they get so bad. They're so bad of having a missionary in their day. So then in the evening when they bring dinner, they brought me a stew. The others just had soup. And they bring me a big stew. And then the cook, my only girl, goes, why did you get a stew? I know we only have two. So I gave her my stew. You can have, you know, a drink of soup. You know. And then made the jail people so even worse. You know, but I felt close to Father because, you know, it's kind of, you know, I was actually like almost three days there, you know, until the church could contact with the lawyer and arrange things to be out. And so 3 days were on the Wednesday. I was in jail on Monday and Wednesday, basically, that's it. You know, and the promise that I was going to leave the country, which I didn't do.
Are you
you know, but that's happened several times. I mean, you know, that I was like almost going to be caught and sent back, and then, you know, it happened again about like a few months later, in Ohio or something, and I was stopped by the police. But then it was close to Christmas. And so they decided they'd let go of me because of Christmas. And we left the place altogether.
Where did
you
go after
that?
I'm still
here. I never left. And then, which is good because then I could become a citizen. Mm-hmm. You know, I could prove, I had all the proof. And I never left the country. You know, so after when the Amnesty International came up with this idea, if you can prove you were here 5 years, you can be legal.
Like 88, 89?
I think it was 85, 86, somewhere there. 85, I think. I think so. And then I got all my evidence and then became legal. And then they went. Anyway, what's interesting is that you always get challenged to get something you don't want.
Right.
You know. But then it's like, and I think that I feel like that God knows who you are and the potential you have. And, you know, and so often even in those difficult moments, you feel actually it's the love of God. You know, He knows who you are. You will accommodate. You will go forward and become better as a result. So, yeah.
Cool.